These new standards aim to better prepare students for college and jobs, so they're tougher than Ohio's current standards. But State Representative Andy Thompson, a Republican from southeastern Ohio, says he does not think state lawmakers had a chance to fully vet the new standards. He plans to introduce a bill to halt Ohio's use of the Common Core.
There are questions that haven't been answered. I'm going to fight as hard as possible to make sure that we get every question answered.
The State Board of Education and General Assembly did hold hearings and take public comment on the new standards before their approval. A survey of Ohio school superintendents earlier this year found that about 70% thought the Common Core would improve Ohio schools. The Republican chair of the House Education Committee agrees.
Change is hard, and I understand that, but, you know, we'll get through this. And when all is said and done, if the Common Core standards withstand the scrutiny and remain in effect, Ohio and Ohio students will be better off in the long term.
Committee Chair Gerald Stebbleton is not that worried. He says the anti-Common Core bill is not likely to get very far. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Molly Bloom.